Maybe the exact words I don't have right, but a quote of Srila Bhakti Rakakshidhardev Goswami Maharaj, he said, for the infinite or in the infinite, there's infinite possibilities. And in what, was there a particular context he was talking about, or is it just in general?
Well, I believe what's being referred to is saying infinite alternatives, possibilities in the sense of alternatives, and where this comes from is that what at the time, around the time of the disappearance of His Divine Grace, really, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, those last few days, some lady flew like from England or somewhere, like to rush there to try and get his connection, and arrived on the day of his disappearance. So she was naturally devastated and filled with lamentation, and someone advised her to go to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip. And I wasn't there for that, but one of my trusted friends was, and he told, in summary, that Guru Maharaj consoling her, but making this point that the infinite has infinite possibility, infinite alternatives. Right? And if this is a very delicate matter, as Guru Maharaj says, there are certain subject matters that are consistently mystifying. One minute you think you grasp something, the next minute it's beyond your grasp. Agochara. That means that if things are beyond the grasp, you know, Shambhu Agochara, like our friend, and you know who he is, on the teen number tank, saying, I cannot go to the mat anymore. Why? What they are singing in the arati, Shambhu Agochara, means beyond what can be conceived of by Shiva. I cannot accept that. On the one hand, it's admirable, but on the other hand, if he would look in the Bhagavatam, see, Mohini Murti, and other things, Muhyanti Yatsuraya, Brahma Vimohan Leela. And in this context, it's like Brahma Rudradi, means Brahma, Brahma Shiva, etc., means as gods, it's beyond their grasp. So, Guru Maharaj says these subjects are consistently mystifying. One is Shiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Dham Tattva, Nam Tattva, and Guru Tattva. Because on the one hand, someone said to Guru Maharaj that, like they're saying, the Guru is absolute. And Guru Maharaj said immediately without it, Guru is not absolute. And everyone was shocked. Wait, we've been told all along. He said, there are so many gurus and they're all absolute? How is that possible? He's saying, but my mother, your mother, in the eyes of the disciple, they're seeing exclusively this way. Yes, Madguru Si Jagadguru. But the absoluteness of any guru will be judged against the absolute standard, not from the loving eye of the disciple. Like the child that says, my mom is the best mom. You know, and every child has a right to say that. But from an impartial analysis, meaning not being skewed in this sense by that sort of affection, the absolute, everyone will be measured against the absolute standard. So anyway, or another place someone said, their sentence ended with, after all, the guru is a jiva. And Guru said, the guru is not a jiva. Again, everyone, what? And he's saying, guru is Krishna descending through the inspiration of a particular Vaishnava. We recognize guru there on account of this presence of spiritual substance, or we could say overwhelming or undeniable spiritual substance. And still, that's guru, and as a principle, like when Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, wrote in his Vyas Puja address, he wrote something that if we couldn't verify it was coming from him, the average devotee hearing this would think, that sounds like Mayavad. But once you see who wrote it, then they have to deal with it. Where he says, when we speak of the fundamental principle of guru, Gurudev, we speak of something that is of universal application. Thus, there does not arise any distinguishing my guru from your guru. He said, there is only one guru who is revealing himself to us through an infinity of forms. As I say, if Srila Prabhupada didn't say those exact words, people would say, that sounds a little, suspect. One guru who appears through an infinity of forms to instruct you, me, and all others. Because Acharya Mam Bijaniyat Navamanyat, Krishna is saying, I am the Acharya. So the absolute descending and relative circumstance, the agent, Guru Maharaj said, there's the Vaishnava, the inspired side of the Vaishnava, we recognize guru, guru tattva. Guruta, degree of guruness, if you want. That's why when, and also what is the necessity of the disciple? When someone asked Guru Maharaj, did Mahaprabhu ever out and out say, I am Bhagavan? Like Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, you know, he's saying, Ahang Sarvasya Prabhavo, and other things. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madjajimam Namaskuru. Sometimes Guru Maharaj, Krishna is shamelessly pleading with Arjun, saying, Arjun, I'm everything. Worship me, but become my devotee. He's shamelessly pleading with Arjun. So someone said, did Mahaprabhu and Guru Maharaj? No, he's revealing himself to certain devotees and then saying, don't tell anyone about this. You see different events. You know, he'll say, show and then say, just keep this to yourself. But then we say, well, how, if they kept it to themselves, how is it recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamritam? No, I'm saying, how did they know to write that if that person kept it to themselves and Mahaprabhu didn't tell anyone? But how does he know if no one told anyone? Mahaprabhu is not saying, and that man isn't saying. As I've pointed out, when you're dealing with overwhelming spiritual substance, like the Bhagavad Gita, interestingly, even Western-styled, educated, rationalist thinkers, they appreciate Bhagavad Gita, and they don't question the method of delivery. Because and we know what we read there, Sanjaya is not there. He's not there. And Dhritarashtra is blind. It's actually very interesting. He is blind and he's asking someone who's not there to tell him what do you see and hear? But at the very end, Sanjaya says, Vyasa Prashada Shrutavan. By the mercy of Vyas, I heard this divine conversation. And my point is, of course, naturally, that's fine for the devotee section, but even the rational thinkers who appreciate Bhagavad Gita, they could mention that, oh, we dismiss this. No, the reason no one has made an issue out of it is because of the overwhelming presence of spiritual substance. When you read this, the method of delivery becomes irrelevant. That's why. Just as certain modern thinkers, pragmatists, they believe more important than like religion or philosophy or even science is, back to, you know, the best of what has been thought and expressed is in the imaginative adventures of the imagination produced in imaginative literature. They're saying these writers, who for them are like the arbiters of higher thinking, reality, way of seeing, through imaginative literature, they're conveying certain truths to people that are so undeniable that whether it's fact or fiction is irrelevant. They say this. I mean, these are not theistic-minded people. They're saying their best stuff comes from imaginative literature, not from science, not from philosophy, because they say it's argumentative, and they dismiss religion. Right? But that's their idea. This is where the finest sort of representation comes. So, Bhagavad Gita, he's not there, but it's so undeniably substantial that the method of delivery is irrelevant. So, when Krishna, and Krishna of Bhagavad Gita, Kurukshetra, for example, when Krishna reveals himself to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, variously described, Shadbhuj or minimally Chaturbhuj, but however you take it, what's mentioned there by Kaviraj Goswami, he says, his Ishwaramurti. Right? Whereas, and Guru Maharaj will say this in response to that question, how he's revealing himself to different people. In the case of Ramananda Roy, it's, you know, Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ek Rup. Showing Rasaraj Krishna, Mahabhav Radharani, combined, Dui, the two, Ek Rup, in one form. That's who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And his highest form of expression, not his Ishwar Murti. Ishwar is a Sanskrit word, a Bengali word that really means God. You say, oh, it means controller. Yes, but it means God. In common parlance, it's the word that's used for God. Right? So it means in a general sense. But to Ramananda, his Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shama Sundarama Chintriguna Surupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamahamaja. He, in fact, Mahaprabhu says, he's trying at first to deceive his devotee, which is interesting. Because Ramananda says, when we started, it says in the beginning, when Mahaprabhu sat on the banks of the Godavari River, it looked like the sun dressed in saffron. Like if the sun was wearing sannyas vesh. So bright, effulgence he was. And they have their talk, and he says, in the beginning, I was seeing a sannyasi, but as our talk progressed, I'm not seeing a sannyasi anymore. I'm seeing Shama Goparup, Shama Sundar Krishna. And before even Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, yeah, we've heard in the scriptures of such advanced vision of these Mahabhagavata devotees. Their way of seeing is such that wherever they cast their glance, they see Krishna. And not Krishna in a general sense, you're seeing Shama Sundar Krishna. How exalted you are. So when you see me, you're also seeing Shama Sundar Krishna. And Ramananda saying, please don't tease me in this way. And it's not that I am just seeing you as Shama Sundar Krishna. There's something that's puzzling me. I see that there's a golden girl whose form is covering Shama Sundar Krishna. And this is what I see. I'm seeing Shama Sundar Krishna and the golden form of this girl covering him. And then Mahaprabhu was saying, I can't conceal myself from your loving eye. Yes, that girl is Srimati Radharani, and she doesn't touch anyone but Krishna. So Rasaraj Krishna, Mahabhav, Radha Thakurani, combined as one. And it's mentioned in Charitamritam and quoting elsewhere. I think about the Vaidurya stone. It's saying there's a particular type of gem that according to the way the light enters, it shows different colors. Right? Someone seeing in a blue color, someone in another color, green or yellow, they're seeing in different ways the same gem. And it's mentioned that this is comparable to the way the devotees are seeing, like the Vaidurya Mani, Krishna's showing and reciprocating. So in the case of one, Ishwara Murti, in the case of another, Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyak Rup, which we should say that is the Ishta Devata of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why there's Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. That's his way of worshiping, and that's really, when you want to be precise, that's precisely his line. So it has to do with the necessity of those devotees. As we told, when the Braja Gopis, Mahaprabhu said to Venkatabhata, why is your Krishna, your Lakshmi, want to have rasa with my Krishna? My Lakshmi Devi. And Venkatabhata, to the best of his ability, tries to respond, saying, well, rasa, you know, that's a Krishna and Narayan, they're the same. And so if she wants to have rasa, Krishna is known as Rasaraj, what is the harm? Oh, okay. He's saying, but the gopis are not interested in Narayan. If they're just the same, why aren't the gopis interested in Narayan? And gives that example when Krishna is hiding from them and they think they've found him. He pushes out two arms, becomes four-armed Narayan in appearance. And there, it says, rago daya kunchiti. Their rag, the udai, awakening of ours, crushed. Their hearts are disappointed. Whereas Lakshmi Devi is trying to enter Rasalila pastimes and not, right? Because of Gopi Bhav, Gopi Deho, heart and form, right? Substance and form are identical there. Notice, so that type, Gopi Bhav, and the Gopi Deho, which is the outcome of Gopi Bhav, we can say. So, again, according to Tad Bhava, Bhavita, Tad Bhakti Yoga, Paribhavita, Ritsaroja, Ashe, Shutekshita, Pato, Nanu, Nata Pungsang. So it has to do, according to the necessity of that devotee, how Krishna is reciprocating and through whom he is reciprocating their devotion. Raghunath, once Gurudev asked Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, who is the Diksha Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami? And Guru Maharaj said, oh, you know, like, what did he say? Like, a intricate question. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, his, the, like, Kula Guru, family guru was Yadunandan Acharya. So he's actually originally initiated by him. But when he came to Mahaprabhu's group, he was put under the care of Sarup Damodar. So Srila Guru Maharaj is pointing out, really, substantially, Sarup Damodar may be considered the guru of Raghunath Das Goswami. Right? So Guru Tattva is a mystical thing and mystifying. And it has something to do with the inner necessity of devotees. We can say in the general sense, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. They're wandering in the plane of misconception. Fortunate souls get the connection of Krishna through Guru. But it's an agency, and who will offer that connection or sanction that connection. Right? When the naturally the disciples of Srila Swami Raj Prabhupada are so attached to him and they're asking Guru Maharaj different questions about that after his disappearance, and Guru Maharaj said that because there was some rumor spreading, like he will come back like Jesus, kind of, the second coming of Prabhupada. And Guru Maharaj said, it's not impossible. He said, but, you know, Krishna may want to keep him with him and send another agent. Then what? And he said, also, but then you might say, no, they will only accept you. Then he has to come. He said, but, then he will say, what have you done since I left? And he said, then you can't say, oh, we were waiting for you. And this idea that we hear sometimes in the Eastern world, like, until every last disciple is liberated, the guru will not, and Guru Maharaj said, then no one will ever go. That may be a long time coming. So Krishna, Acharya Mam Vijaniyat, Krishna said, I am the Acharya. And he will decide how, to whom, through whom he reveals himself. As mentioned in the Upanishad, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya Na Bahuna Srutena Tam Evaisha Vrinute Tena Labhyas Toshaisha Atma Vivranute Tanum Swam. He decides how and through whom he shall represent himself. We see in the case of Srinivas Acharya that he was indicated to be taught the Bhagavatam by Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit is in his final days, and he's in Puri, Srinivasacharya approaching. And we know Gurumar's sloka. Nilam bodhi tate sadasu viraha kepan vitam bandavam Srimad Bhagavati katha madiraya sanjivayan bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam swanayana supayanai pujayam Goshami prabhuro gadadhura bibur bhuyat madeka gati. And what was to be Guru Maharaj's sloka collection, similar to Bhagavad Arkamarichi Mala, but 300-400. He wrote some of the introductory slokas, including a Gadadhar Pranam, which gives us a hint at the quality, the criteria for selection. And in that verse, he says that on the shore of that broad blue ocean in Puri, there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swaviraha means he's feeling separation from himself. That's what it means. So the supreme positive and the role of the supreme negative, which is the esoteric internal essence of the appearance of Mahaprabhu to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita Nomi Krishna Srupam. Svaviraha, feeling separation from himself, Kepanvitam Bandavam, in the presence of his dear friend. So Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya, the 10th stage of separation is death. And he is becoming life. It's so intense. Because no prema gandasti darapi me horo, as given by Mahaprabhu, who's mirroring and echoing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani, they're being expressed by him. And I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop. And what's the positive proof? Because if you actually have Krishna prema, in the absence of Krishna, you'll die. You won't be able to go on living, and yet I'm alive. So the intensity of his separation is such that he is in a death-like condition. As we mentioned, Srup Damodar is Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second. Srup Damodar knows all the bhav, what do I say, bhavamoy, like the ecstatic, emotional, devotional mirror of all the sentiments of Mahaprabhu. So when Mahaprabhu is like, Srup Damodar can help by singing certain songs, reciting certain slokas, but in this case, it's, you know, Radha and Krishna. Krishna in the mood of Radharani and heart and halo of Radharani, Mahaprabhu, and Radharani as Gadadhar Pandit. Seeing Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suffering the extremes of separation, Gadadhar Pandit is taking slokas from the Bhagavatam, he says, and supplying them like an intoxicant to bring relief to the pain of separation in the heart of Mahaprabhu. So reciting, but while reciting these verses, Srimati Radharani Gadadhar Pandit knows this will bring some relief, but in reciting, singing those verses, tears are streaming from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit, and like it sounds like Payanai Pujayan, like Asru, the tears are like flower offerings falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam and washing away the words of those slokas. And then Guru Maharaj says, Goshami Prabharo Gadadhura Vibhur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. Let that Gadadhar Pandit be the object, you know, of what I'm offering here in this collection. Let that Gadadhar Pandit be the object who's the best of the Goswamis. So when Srinivasa Acharya asked Gadadhar Pandit to instruct him in the Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit is saying, what I would like to teach you, those slokas, they've been washed away by my tears. So I need a new Bhagavatam. So then Srinivas Acharya, he goes to Navadvip. Navadvip is famous for pandits and scribes. They're making copies of scriptures by hand. And it takes a few weeks. Remember, it's 18,000, at least 16, they have to write. Then Srinivas Acharya returns with that Bhagavatam and to find out that Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. How devastated he must be. And if you think of this, that is so confidential that those slokas have been washed away by the tears of Gadadhar Pandit, as if it could not be expressed at that time. So he returned. He's devastated with the news that Gadadhar Pandit has left the world. But as Guru Arjan says, the infinite has infinite possibility, infinite alternative, and abhigya swarat. Only Krishna knows the why behind all events. Then Gadadhar Srinivasa charges redirected to Rupa Goswami. And it takes some time to go to Vrindavan. And by the time he reaches Vrindavan, see there's some grand celebration going on, so much kirtan everywhere, temple bells ringing. He's thinking, maybe in travel, I lost track of the time, unaware. Is this some holiday? What is the cause of all? And they said, haven't you heard? You know, Rupa Goswami has left the world. And that's too much for the heart of Srinivas Acharya to bear. And he faints, loses consciousness. But he, again, infinite possibility, infinite alternative. He awakens in the ashram of Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami instructs him on the Bhagavatam and entrusts all the Goswami literature to him. So in retrospect, we can say, oh, in this way, he was meant to do this seva and get this instruction from Jiva Goswami and do this particular seva. But in the life of the servitor, it also gives us some hint that at different times, we'll find ourselves in different situations, and our connection with the lotus feet of Sri Guru is always an absolute necessity. So we have to be open for divine revelation. And those are in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he's saying it's a continual necessity. He says, because the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into falsity. This is in Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshyo vidu sa kalaneha yoga nashta parantaba. Yeah. And later in Uddhava Gita, the parampar jena prakriti vaichitra, where Krishna saying, I instructed this originally to Brahma, like Tene Brahma Hrida, then Brahma to his disciples' sons. Then Prakriti Vaichitra means according to their individual temperament, some their hearing, and then there's some modification. And then from there's a line of descent, in which Guru Maharaj once described it and as saying, and what is descended from there is up to the present point is a religious jungle. So as Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita saying, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhaviti bharata, abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Course correction, either by Krishna personally or his agent. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so since the truth is invariably, inevitably converted into error, continual revelation is necessary. Divine revelation will not always be something of the past. We have a living necessity for that. So as that lady, she went to one place and was redirected to another according to her inner necessity and heart's inner hankering, she's being accommodated. We have to have that faith in Krishna that what the heart, as Guru Maharaj said, according his sutra-like maxim, he said, according to one's inner hankering and necessity for a connection with truth, automatically one will come in connection with a certain level of theistic conception and subsequent association. That is comprehensive. It covers everything. Irreligion, you know, atheism, agnosticism, theism, and then all grades of theism. According to one's inner necessity of heart, their inner hankering for a connection with the truth, necessarily that will bring them in connection with a certain level of theistic conception and subsequent association. And that's why the Brajagopis are praised as supreme. It's what is the necessity, the inner necessity of their heart. So Chakravarti Thakur, in condensed expressions, as Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Brajabudhu Bhargenaja Kalpitai. What these, the gopi girls, they're Kalpita, talking about imaginative, what they imagine, the way they've imagined, there's no Aradhya of Bhagavan, no worship of Bhagavan that is superior to this. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan. Saying that what you find in Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala, Pramanam Amalam means pure evidence. It's not tinged by anything. There's no line of a slight trace amount of mundane reference point or slant. The Bhagavatam is Amala Pura Praman, pure, the purest evidence. Prema Pumarto Mahan, saying that Krishna Prem, this is the ultimate goal. Like there's Dharma Artha Kama Moksha, the fifth. Panchama Purushartha, Krishna Prem. But love and Krishna Prem are the same. There's no other kind of that. That's it. They're synonymous, actually. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matamidam, Samvita Trapi Napara. So we should not underestimate Krishna and his ability to reveal himself according to genuine necessity. Never. That's impossible. Can never be. If there's any fault anywhere, it's in ourselves. Sometimes Guru Maharaj hears the devotees saying, they were sincere, but they connected with someone. And Guru Maharaj didn't accept that idea. He said, what is it within you that brought about this sort of connection? So, nahi kalyanakrit kaschit durgatim tatagaschiti. Our focus is being sincere. Guru Maharaj would say, if I am sincere, then no one can deceive me. Only I can deceive me. And as Prabhupada would say something, you know, you have your ideas, I have my ideas, and Krishna has his ideas. Abhijna Swarat means Krishna knows best. He's not reciprocating our stereotype. Well, unless that's what we want. We want a stereotype. Then we'll get a stereotype. But if we are sincere, Krishna will reveal him, bring us in connection with his agent. Yes.
Pavan Krishna Prabhu has several questions. Who? Pavan Krishna Prabhu and Virachandra Prabhu.
Yes.
I believe from Moscow. Our American
and love.
Ukrainian, Russian now. Pavan Prabhu asks about Vaishnav etiquette and what is at the basis of it. What is it given for and how should it occupy our life? How should we apply it?
Well, means those sajjan toshini, those who are dear to Krishna. And we mean Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu. You see, there's no question of approaching Mahaprabhu without first approaching Nityananda Prabhu, as given by Mahaprabhu himself. No question of approaching Krishna without approaching the devotee of Krishna. What is that? Ye me bhakta jana partha. No me bhaktas chate jana mad bhaktanam te bhaktas. I forget the rest of it. Teme bhakta tama mata. You're saying, those are my real, those who are trying to be my devotees directly are not my real devotees. But those who are devoted to my devotees are my real devotees. Matsarja near Matsaranam Satam. Said in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, this is there, if you want to. So we're not talking about Vaishnava etiquette and some superficial way. It's a Vaishnava etiquette is real. So it's saying in the Bhagavatam in the very beginning, if you don't understand the position of the Vaishnava, of the devotee, then you can't enter into the mysteries of Krishna conception. You won't get it. You'll be baffled. You'll be bewildered. So you have to understand it's all dependent upon the devotee. And ultimately, we say devotee, supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani, trying to ignore her. Aparadha can also mean that. Aparadha, to go against her, is not possible to have substantial Krishna consciousness. So, and sa puja, what is it? Tasmai deyam tato grajam sa puja cha yata yaham. Krishna is saying the devotees are as worshipable as myself, mad bhakta puja abhyadika, and even more worshipable than me. So, this is the etiquette, is not a little thing, or slight, or formal. That's when we talk about Vaishnava, we're not talking about formality, really. There are so many formalities, we understand, but at the we're not interested in discussing that, but the substantial aspect of this. So who has been accepted? So in the group of devotees, someone, they came to the lotus feet of Sri Guru before us. So we give them some, we revere that because they've been accepted. And in turn, Guru Maharaj used to say, even a newcomer shall be respected because we're promoting Krishna conception. And we're saying, you know, this is the highest thing and we believe that in every possible way. So if we take it that this person is as what Gurudev would call a sincere seeker, that they're sincere in their approach, and they're approaching that plane that we consider worshipable, and they now have a connection with us, like the flower that is offered to the deity, once it's been offered to the deity, it's taken on the head as prasad, as worshipable. Once someone has been accepted by a guru, in that sense, offered up, then they're worshipable. So Guru Maharaj said, even the new person we shall respect. And he added, he said, God willing, they may surpass me in time, and I want to position myself to receive grace, blessings from them in the future. So, I remember when Srila Prabhupada, for his Vyas Puja celebration in New Vrindavan, it was maybe like 1972 or so, 72-73, so-called Bhagavat Dharma discourses on like a high hill, and it was time for senior devotees to offer Vyas Puja offerings, glorification. And so one by one, sannyasis were speaking. And then one devotee, a householder disciple of Srila Prabhupada, his name was Madhusudan Prabhu, Prabhupada asked him to speak, like before maybe there were some more sannyasis. And Prabhupada could understand people were a little surprised. Like this, disguised as a mild-mannered householder. He was part of ISKCON Press and the stripping department and very qualifying, but very humble and unassuming. And Prabhupada asked him to speak. And some of the devotees were a little perplexed. And then Prabhupada said, part of Vaishnava etiquette is seniority. Said, he's my senior disciple. He was with Srila Prabhupada on 26th Second Avenue, the beginning of the Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada knows him from then. And others who were more recent in their connection, remember, that means like 1966, 67, who are more recently connected, maybe from a formal position, their rank was higher, but Prabhupada said, really, he's senior, so he should speak. Right. So we can, and these matters, err on the side of caution. You know, how to deal with cautiously with God brothers and God sisters, and to respect their connection to the lotus feet of Sri Guru.
Yes, Vera Chandra Prabhu asks, within Navadvip Tam Leela, why is Govardhan presented in a hidden way, or what is the role of Govardhan in Navadvip Tam in contrast to Krishna Leela? Also, the significance of Gupta Govardhan when Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvip, giving his mercy in Koladvip. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we've heard from Srila Guru Maharaj is that Navadvip is Gupta Vrindavan. It's, remember, Gupta, it means hidden. It doesn't mean like they're hiding. Why are they hiding it? You know, not like that. It means it's in a suppressed position. That just as Mahaprabhu, he's the Channa avatar. Right? His position is hidden. You know, well, why hide it? Why not? We're telling everybody about it. Not like that, but we said Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. He's covered by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, is Shyama Sundara Krishna. And as we told in that Ramananda Samvad, Ramananda, he can see there is Krishna, he can see Radharani. When Mahaprabhu, incidentally, when Mahaprabhu goes before Jagannath, he sees Shyama, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Shyama Sundara Krishna. That's how he's seeing. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, in his famous sloka from Chaitanya Chandramritam, says, Yata yata gora padara vinde, vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi, tata tatot sarputi hridya kasmat, Radha Padamboja Sudamburasi. So he's saying, we shall focus ourselves on the lotus feet, Gaurapadara Vinde. Then Vindeta Bhaktim Krita Punya Rasi. Guru Maharaj says, renders as like those who are Sukritivan, like in the words of the Bhagavatam, Sumedasa, refined theistic intellect, they will see and have this understanding. Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram Darshi Tangari Vaibhavam, that in a parallel line of thought, that Vrindavan, which is the land of Madhurja or sweetness, we mentioned this last time, one of Gurudev's favorite slogans, Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Shata Shatadar, this contrast between Gaurlila and Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila is the exclusive domain of the highest section of liberated souls. Only they can enter there. The soil is of higher stuff. Vaikunthir Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. So Narada, Uddhava, they're expressing aspirations. Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, and Guru Maharaj's prayer. They're expressing some aspirations about that plane. So Vrindavan, that's its nature. But what's told at the end of Madhya Leela and also expressed in Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Sloka is that Navadvip, that Gaur Leela is Krishna Leela in distribution mode. Navadvip is Vrindavan in distribution mode. Right? Guru Maharaj said, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. So Gaur Leela gives entrance to Krishna Leela. The entrance for the non-liberated to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. But there are parallels. So there's Vrindavan as a whole, then there's Govardhan, Radha Kunda. So Guru Maharaj tells us that that section of Navadvip, where he established the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, is Gupta Govardhan. That he's expressed in the Mat Pranam, Srimat Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambati Gangatata Navadvipa Koladri Raje Adriraj. Here it means the king of the mountain, it means Giriraj Govardhan. And in that place, nearby, there was the case of Devananda Pandit. And we're also told when Mahaprabhu comes back to Navadvip, and he passes through, he goes to the house in Vidyanagar, the house of Vidyavachaspati, the relative of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And on the rooftop, all the people come for his darshan. And he's so inconceivably beautiful. They're not going anywhere. It's not like they're going to have a darshan and go home. They're staying forever. We can only imagine. So, because he's so beautiful. Raso dama kamar buddha madura damojala tanur. According to Rupa Goswami, like 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. So they have to sneak him out of that house, actually. Because the people, they're going mad. They've seen him, he came out, they chanted, they come out, and they can't satiate their hunger for seeing the beauty of Mahaprabhu. So they have to sneak Mahaprabhu out of there. And when he leaves there, he goes to what is called Kulia. And Saraswati Thakur explains this in his commentary on the Chaitanya Charitamritam, that what is, because there's some controversy about what is and what isn't. And he's saying, Kulia, that's the old name for Navadvip. And then he says, these are the areas that constitute Kulia and where Mahaprabhu went. And he mentions different places. And one, he says, is called Koler Daha or Koler Danga. So when we were first going to the Mat, and you would arrive at the Navadvip train station, now it's changed. But when we were first going there, the way you told the rickshawwalas to take you to the Mat, is you would say, Koler Danga Mat. That's what it was called by the local people. Koler Danga Mat. And then they knew exactly where to take you. They didn't know Sri Chaitanya Saraswati. No, Koler, the Mat that's in Koler Danga. So Saraswati Thakur says in his purport that the places that constitute Kulia or Old Navi, Koler Danga is one such place. So he's saying when Mahaprabhu came back, it's in that description. So that's where he was. And that's why Guru Maharaj can identify that in addition to being Gupta Govardhan, as the Aparad Bhanjaner Pat, where all of the offenders, those who, they had remorse for having offended Nimai Pandit previously or having driven him out, being the cause of his leaving Navadvip. So they all came before him at that time and he forgave all the offenders their offenses. So, what did it say? Yeah. Well, that I just explained is Aparad Bhanjaner Pat and Koler Danga. When Guru Maharaj identifies this area as Gupta Govardhan, that means it's hidden. That means it's in Navadvip, but for those who have the eyes to see, and Guru Maharaj is one such person, he can see the qualities, characteristics of Govardhan. Previously, he mentioned it was also very high. That we didn't know. Where the Mat, he's saying it was like hilly, mountainous, and in time it came down, and the Ganga, and he knows the whole history, but he's saying previously it looked differently. And we know the Kunda across from the front gate of the Mat, Guru Maharaj had Gurudev obtain that, and then he called it Govinda Kunda. And he would sometimes say, so this is this side. When Guru Maharaj says this side, that side, he means this side of the river, that side of the river. He's saying this side, Govardhan. He's saying that side, Radha Kunda. on the other side, where Chaitanya Mat and such places are. We can say, Jadi Gorna Hoita Tabiki Hoita Kamore Doritam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. To know how great is Srimati Radharani and the type of love she possesses in her heart for Krishna, that Krishna Prema. And that's what he thinks is the most valuable thing. And he also says, Amara Gyai Guru Hoya Tare Desh Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Vides. Tell everyone about Krishna. All Guru Maharaj, but sometimes saying all other talks are trash. And that's the long and short of it. So tell everyone about Krishna. Well, and that when, but you can't talk about Krishna. Mahaprabhu was saying, you can't talk about Krishna really without talking about Srimati Radharani. And you're talking about Radha, but the only way to properly talk about Radha and Krishna is talking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then you'll get the favor of Nityananda Prabhu. He'll be very happy that you're talking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yata yata gora padaravinde. And then you, by talking about Mahaprabhu, you get automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart. What are you saying? Tata tutot sarputi hridya kasmat. Hridya kasmat means, what manifests in the heart? Radha padam boja sudam burasi. The Radha Rasa Shuddhaniti, the nectarine ocean of service emanating from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, one will find awaken in that current. That's what it is. How wonderful is that? When someone asked, the Guru was like, why is, you know, Mahaprabhu giving the highest thing to the lowest people? He said, this is the nature of Sri Chaitanya Avatar. He said, what should he do? Distribute some stone chips to everybody? No, but if he's Mahavaranaya Avatar, the most magnanimous avatar, then it means not only that he will give some high thing to the lowest people, but the highest thing of which there is nothing higher. And that means Radha Prema Rasa. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushovana Eva. The love that Radharani alone possesses, that Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, that type of Krishna consciousness. He wants everyone to come in connection with that. The ultimate and highest expression of love. And everything that comes in its retinue. The highest type of spiritual happiness. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya. Hemaba Divyachavi Sundaraya. Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. From Chaitanya Bhagavat and Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Ananda, it's very beautiful, this sloka. Babaji Maharaj liked to sing it all the time. Ananda lila maya vigrahaya. Hemaba divyach chavi sundaraya. Tasmai mahaprema rasa pradaya. Chaitanya Chandraya, namo namaste. These are the gifts of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprema rasa pradaya. How beautiful, exalted. Beyond, we can't even properly conceive what this is, but on the having faith in these divine personalities, we can feel very happy and optimistic. But Bhajagauranga, Kahagauranga, preach about Mahaprabhu, worship Mahaprabhu, talk about Mahaprabhu, take the name of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu saying, talk about Krishna, tell everyone about Krishna and Krishna consciousness as embodied and personified in Srimati Radharani and her extended serving group, her associates. Hare Krishna.